Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of Him shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name forever. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. I will praise His holy name. It is the name above all names. He is the one whose right it is to rule, so I will praise His holy name. Lord, You are the worthy one, my Lord. I honor You and I adore You. You are the precious one within my sight. You are the worthy one, my Lord. You are the King above all kings, who paid the price I couldn't pay. I bow down to and before You, Lord. You are the King above all kings. And for all eternity, I'll praise. I will praise the mighty name. To You, Jesus, I give honor and praise. With every breath I take, I will praise. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. This is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast. No, it's not an accident. God's not a God of happenstance. He's not a God of randomness. He has plans. He has purposes. And that's why He has you tuned in this day to hear this message. He's got a plan for you. You know where it is you're going. You were created for a purpose. You're a unique being. Your genetic makeup is unique, you know. And God wants you to know it. And He has a purpose and a plan for you. Everybody's always looking for their purpose and their plan. And God has it for you. And that's why He has you tuned in and is reaching out to you this day through this broadcast. So make sure that you take the time to listen up. If you're going down the road listening on the radio, know that we only broadcast for 30 minutes of airtime, and then we have to cut the message off. We break in and end out the message for the radio, but you can go to our website at touchedbyhim.org or TBHM, which is short for Touched by Him Ministries.org, TBHM.org, and you can go there and go to then from the homepage, click on the media page, and on the media page you can look for October 5th radio broadcast, and you'll be able to hear this broadcast in its entirety, something we haven't been able to work out and do completely over the radio just because of the limitation of the amount of time we re-rent. So blessed be His holy name. From the homepage, you can find out all of our contact information. Go down to the bottom of the homepage, and there you'll find our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Also, you can find our phone number, 970-314-4077. Should you get voicemail, leave your message while you're calling. You know, if you want us to get back in contact with you, we will. Just leave us a way in which we can do that. Also, if you have a prayer request, leave it on the voice message, and we'll start praying for you immediately, even though we haven't made contact back with you yet. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if He did anything for anyone, He'll also do it for you. Learn to understand that and know it's true, and lean upon Him and not your own understanding. So the fervent effectual prayer of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, avails much. And we know how to pray here at the ministry for you and what you're looking for. One of the things the Lord has told me is going to be happening with our broadcast now is healings breaking forth everywhere who hear this message. So whether it be on your cell phone, whether it be on your tablet, whether it be on your computer, whether you're streaming it across a website, on the internet, on your TV, put your hands out toward the screen, put your hands on the speakerphone where you hear my voice coming out. Not me. God's the healer. Healing is breaking forth. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace he took upon himself, and by his stripes you are healed. I don't care what it is that you're up against physically, medically, whatever they've determined. You have no troubles. All you need is faith in God. Blessed be your holy name. And that means that you not only hear God's word and faith comes, but and which faith comes by hearing by the word of God. But faith is a spiritual force. It is the opposite of fear. And he is able to, your word and your belief in that word and your commitment to him without wavering, doesn't matter what attacks come. Satan always comes immediately. When you decide to stand on God's word and what he's promised for you, Satan comes immediately to try to get that word out of you. But when you learn how to push back, how to resist the devil, he will flee. And, you know, no matter what it is that you're up against, physically, medically speaking, God is the answer for it all. He is who he says he is, and there's no thing that's impossible for him. So what's impossible for man is not possible, or is not impossible for God. He's able to accomplish his every declaration, and he's for you. So put your hands on that, and whatever it is that you're feeling your need for. I don't know what you all need healing for. I mean, I can name off names. You know, for those of you who are believing that diabetes is going to be healed, it's healed right now. Those of you who have trouble with your eyes that have not just cataracts, but retinal damage and repair. God, you know, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the deaf will hear. Deaf ears are being opened. The blind eyes are being opened, not just physical blind eyes, but spiritually blinded eyes where the scales are falling off. The lame are walking, you know, you know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and be healed, you know, and go forth now. Just like the lame man, get up and get going again with your life. Get up and you know, declare the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere you go. You know, declare the gospel everywhere you go. The word gospel means good news. The price has been paid for you. And when you, if you're born again, Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you are born again by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you then immediately get translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you go forth into victory from that point forward. In the kingdom of God. Now you have to, if you're brand new, you got to dedicate yourself to the kingdom, you know. Seek the kingdom of God and his way of doing things. And when you do that by studying his word, and as you learn it and go forward in it, you apply it to your life and behave accordingly. And when you put God's word first, his word will go before you, and you will have good success. Only you have to be of good courage. Stay with it. Stay with it, because the enemy comes immediately. You know, tribulation will arise for the word's sake in your life. When you believe on it and stand on it, you know, the enemy will see to it that tribulation will arise, because he's after that word in your heart. But if you won't give up on it, and if you'll continue to believe and not lean on your own understanding, but lean upon him, his word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And there's no stopping that, man. He is who he says he is. He can accomplish his every declaration. You know, the attributes of God are that he's omnipotent, which is means all powerful. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's immutable. He is the Lord God. He changes not. And he's eternal. He always was, always is, always will be. He's the maker of time, not you. And you know, when you make the most of time by always starting your days off with Him first and putting Him first place in your life, you'll live the victory that's promised in it. All of His promises are yes and amen. So anyway, our mailing address, our phone number, our email, praywithme@touchedbyhim.org. I should say praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. It's all on our website on the homepage. You know, and also on that website is front and center page. Go there, find out what's going on. The repeat of the broadcast are on the media page. If you're not saved and you want to say the prayer of salvation, inviting Christ into your life, go to the where it says prayer of salvation. Just click on that and go to that page and wait for it to come up. You know, the activity on the internet is intense, and bandwidth sometimes slows things down, but it'll come up. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, and it's a free gift. And all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess, say it out loud with your mouth, that Jesus is your Lord. Invite Him into your life. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Romans 10:9-10, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when Paul said with the heart man believes, it means the race of man, both male and female. So it applies to both of you out there. So, and if you want to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and become born again, as Jesus said in John 3:3, then repeat the simple prayer, heartfelt, that you can read on our website. So go there for the prayer of salvation. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. So go to our website, scour it, look it over, find out all the information you want, reach out to us through contact. One of the nice things about the website for all of you listeners out there, all you truckers out there going through the area of Mesa County right now that are listening on the radio, you have an option there to stream it right through your website there on your smartphone or your connection to the internet, whatever it be. It might even be a Starlink connection with some of you going through, but you can reach out to us even on the cell phones or satellite phones. People who have web apps, internet access, can actually listen to our broadcast wherever they're at. So anyway, go there, go to the media page and listen to the current messages, and go and listen to some previous messages there. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. What an age in which we're living into, and God is on the move. Right now, as this broadcast is going out on October 5th, over the radio, it's posted up earlier on our website. You can always go there and get the most current broadcast at any given time on the internet. At times I can post 2, 3, 4 weeks in advance up there. So I always go back to it daily to check and see what's going on, or at least weekly go there and see it, and you might find 2, 3, 4 broadcasts that you haven't learned to or heard of yet or listened to yet, and you have the time to listen to them. You can do that even while you're in your vehicle heading down the road. So anyway, the good news is that God is who He says He is. He's on the throne. He's come that you might have life and that more abundantly. And we are in a new year, believer, the year 5786. It started on the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, that you saw or at the end of September. And now we've just experienced Yom Kippur, the holy day. The Feast of Atonement is really what Yom Kippur is all about. And you know, it's quite the interesting message that God has for us concerning this. The prophecy, there's a prophecy in the Feast of Atonement not yet fulfilled prophetically. The feasts all have prophetic fulfillments to them. Some are mikras, appointed time. They're dress rehearsals for what is about to happen. But the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruit, and the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Weeks, have all been fulfilled prophetically. The Feast of Weeks is also known as Pentecost, the Feast of Pentecost. So the Feast of Weeks, all of those have already been fulfilled prophetically. Jesus was the Passover lamb. He was the sin offering, for in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he was the He paid the price for us and fulfilled that prophecy. Also, he was the firstborn again from the dead. And then 50 days post his resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit in. The first fulfilled week of Pentecost occurred in the book of Acts. You can read about that. And then into the prophecies yet to be fulfilled, which are the three final prophecies of the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. And what great joy is going to be when all of this, the prophecy of atonement, many Christian men and women, preachers and teachers of the gospel expect Christ to appear twice in the days ahead, and I'm right in there with them. First, for an instant of time in the clouds, mountaintop high. That's Rome, or 1 Thessalonians 4, verse starting with verse 16, to gather his church, to protect them from the wrath of the tribulation by removing the church from the earth before the tribulation period begins. But he will appear on earth a second time as well. And it is consistent with Scripture to say that Christ's second coming could very well appear on Yom Kippur, the Feast of Atonement, which we just celebrated in this past week. We even went through that fast where we didn't eat for 25 hours, afflicting our soul. We didn't drink for 25 hours, afflicting our soul. And just to reverence and worship the one true and living God, and to pray like we pray at no other time throughout the entire year. On that time, JC will once more step down from heaven onto the Mount of Olives. He will win the battle at Armageddon, and this is the prophecy of atonement for Jerusalem and Israel. And in the aftermath, the Jewish people will finally recognize him for who he is and what he has to offer them. And the hearts of the people of Israel will finally warm to him, having witnessed what he has done for them up in Armageddon, and now turn fully to their true God. And in that moment, their blindness toward him will be taken away, and all of Israel will be saved. I'll tell you, Daniel knew how extremely significant the Day of Atonement would be in God's plan for the future. Just look at Daniel 9 and 24. The prophet recorded the significance of this feast. And it's the 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity. That is Yom Kippur. That is the Feast of Atonement. To bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, to anoint the most holy. When Jesus raptures the church off, we go off to be with him as at the wedding supper of the Lamb. And then during that tribulation period, we have a celebration up in heaven, but then we return with him as on the Day of Atonement, when he comes back down and puts his foot on the earth. And just as the crucifixion corresponded to the fulfillment of Passover, down to the last detail, this scripture points to the incredible promise of what will happen in the day, the second coming of Christ, which Yom Kippur will, the question remains is which Yom Kippur will signal his return. We're not talking about the rapture here. According to Daniel, the second coming of Christ would occur 2,520 days after the day Israel signs the seven-year peace accord with the Antichrist. The treaty signing will come after this extraordinary, and then this the treaty signing will come after this. And an extraordinary man emerges as the predominant leader of the European Union, or a country or confederacy that was once part of the Roman Empire. He will be described in Romans, the beast described in Revelation 13:1, the creature who rises from the sea with seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. 10 crowns with seven heads of state indicate that three nations of the confederation have fallen under his control. And although Israel will consider this thoroughly evil man to be the Messiah, he will be Hitler reborn and magnified, and his reign of evil influence will end. However, when Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, comes to destroy him, he will fulfill the intent of Yom Kippur, the day of reconciliation between God and his chosen people. If you remember from the study of the Feast of Trumpets, which is the rapture, believers go to be with him. The Messiah and his bride, which is the church, will leave their bridal chamber and prepare to come back to earth. Their return is a matter of some urgency. There's a threat looming outside Jerusalem, for the nations are lining up to make war against the holy city, and Israel's people are literally quaking with fear. Before we can celebrate the Messiah's return, the Lord will have to destroy Israel's enemies. He will descend to earth, placing his feet on the Mount of Olives. The earth will quake, the rocks will split, the nations will tremble, and the Lord and his saints will proceed up to Armageddon, where he will destroy Satan and the best of the world's armies with a single word. So Israel will look upon, and then at that moment, Israel will look upon their Messiah with recognition. Zechariah 12, 10 and 11, and then 13, 6 reads, "And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem," this is Zechariah 12, 10, "the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they," Israel, "will look upon me," the Messiah, Jesus, "the anointed one, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day," this is verse 11 now of Zechariah 12, "in that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, and one will say to him, 'What are these wounds between your arms?' Then he will answer, 'Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.' And then with joy and compassion he will gather his chosen people to him. Jerusalem will be the center of the universe during the millennial reign." Zechariah 14 and 16 says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." Then Jesus, the Anointed One, the Christ, returns to earth. He will set up his throne in Jerusalem, the city of God. And so here, that is the overall fulfillment of prophecy of the Feast of Atonement, which we just experienced in this last week. But there's also there's a personal side to this feast for all you believers. You know, an example of forgiveness. The debt of a working man that kept on growing. The banker paid his debt in full. That debt got canceled. And when that happens, unspeakable joy fills your heart. A rejoicing that truly fulfills the definition occur. Joy unspeakable and fully and full of gladness. You know, that is the relief. Once you're born again, that yoke that was upon you gets broken. It's smashed to smithereens. And then that lightness that happens after that yoke is lifted off, you feel like you're floating, you know, joy unspeakable, full of gladness. I know one time I was into heavy weightlifting early on as a young man, and we'd do these incredible squats. And once you get up above 450, 500 pounds, man, when you get that bar off your back, you feel relief. You feel like you're floating when you after you've done your work with that weight and you take it off, man, you feel like you're floating. The debt of a working man that kept on growing, I tell you, joy unspeakable and full of gladness. Your debt was paid in full. You don't have to answer for it yourself because he paid the price for you. You're born again. You were translated out of that kingdom of darkness, moved into the kingdom of his dear son. He raised you up to be seated with you. A layer of your spirit is up in heaven right now with the Lord, seated at his right hand, and not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named. You're powerful, believer. You know, all authority, all power has been given both, was purchased by our Lord and Savior when our Father God in heaven raised him back from the dead. And now, once he did that, he has turned it over to you, and he's told you to go into all the world and preach the good news, the gospel, to every creature, and whomsoever believes will be saved, and those who won't will be damned. So Love is the entire point of the Day of Atonement. Sins covered, which is on the goat that was laid upon the goat. Sins carried away was the scapegoat. You know, it's a double picture. He died for us and lives ever interceding for us now as we go forward moment by moment. Jesus Christ repairs the root of sin in our lives as we were born with a sin nature. And once we receive him for who he is, though our sins be as scarlet, we're washed white as snow, and we are recreated. We're born again creatures. Our eternal relationship with God is now established. We still sin, but when we repent, which is a free choice, we can repent. You know, the moment you repent is not when the Lord found out about the sin. He knows immediately, and your spirit man knows too. You know when you've sinned. But you can repent, you can and receive forgiveness, and then go forward, pick right back up from where you left off with him, not through another sin offering, but appealing to the perfect sin offering Jesus Christ made for us once and for all, which he did at the cross. Blessed be his holy name. He became the scapegoat for us when they raised him up. You know, he carried away all of our sickness, all of our pain. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So when you repent to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as soon as you sin, he'll forgive you of it, of that sin, remove it from you as far as the east is from the west, and then you can go again, picking right up from where you left off with him, forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And repent is the word, his last word to the church. In chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, he told 5 out of 7 churches that he said something to were told to repent. That translates down to 5 out of 7 people in the church at the lowest common denominator. So take responsibility for yourself before God. Confess and repent. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He'll wash you white as snow, and you can continue on. Don't let the enemy beat you up in that circle of condemnation, telling him that you're so unworthy. You know, you've been saved by grace, you know, and learn how to lean upon him and not your own understanding. You know, learn to appreciate these fall feasts of the Lord. The Feast of Atonement, there's a prophecy attached to it, soon to be fulfilled. You know, it hasn't been fulfilled yet, but it's coming, people, so get ready. The whole earth is being shaken in the heavenly realm and on the earthly realm. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is all that will remain, and that is the Word of God. Jesus is that Word. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He loves you, and go with him. That's the best thing I can tell you to do. Go with him now and forevermore. Make a commitment to him. If you want to say the prayer, we don't have the time over the broadcast to do it right now, but you can go to our website, click on the prayer of salvation, in quotes is the prayer. Just say it, heartfelt believing, and then start proceeding. If you want to reach out to us through mail, pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. I just said the prayer of salvation from your website with Brother Brad, and we'll rejoice with you. If you want us to get back in contact with you, we will. And then help you get started with your new life and that new beginning, which comes from being in Christ Jesus. And go for it. Go forward. Jesus paid the price for you. He's come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. So go for it. You know, there is an abundant life. And in this time of great shaking, we're living in a time where it's it's the best of times and it's the worst of times for the people in the world. Things ain't so good, and they're going down the drain. That whole system's going down. It's circling the drain right now, and it's going down the toilet as fast as it can. It's going at a faster pace now than ever before. Charlie Kirk and his sacrifice will not be forgotten. For some reason right now, I cannot get away from that particular message that on the day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, at the time his announcement was made over the radios by security forces in the area that said shots was fired. It was 12:24 in the afternoon. And John 12 and verse 24 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." Charlie's efforts are not in vain. He's living the life in heaven right now. Reports have already been coming back concerning him and what's going on with him up there. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. I'm talking here that I will praise and I will bless the Lord. He is the King above all kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the name that's above every name. Blessed be his holy name. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 and verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and